Hello, bonsoir, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Valley, like a valley but spelt a little bit differently, and I am going to be your host for the next hour. You are currently tuned in to La Bonne Heure, which is being recorded on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. I have a couple fun things in store for us today. The first is an interview with Vancouver duo Dream Babe, talking a little bit about their new single, Glow. But we also have lots of music that is all centered around the theme of money. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why that is. Let me just explain it to you. We are currently going through Fund Drive here in the station, which is when we fundraise money for our shows and for the radio in general. If you are feeling generous, everything and anything helps. So even if you just donate the money that you would spend on an early morning coffee, please do head to citr.ca/donate and drop off as much as you can spare. With that, I'm going to play the first song, which is my go-to song when I think about money. It is Price Tag by Jesse J and B.O.B., a banger, if I may say so myself, and also a really nice throwback. So if you're in the mood to sing along or dance along, please do so. Here is Price Tag by Jesse J.
forget about the price tag.
Price Tag by Jessie J. What a classic. Absolutely love that song. Up next, my second favorite, I guess, money song is Money, Money, Money by ABBA. How can you have an episode all about making money and not have this song? And right after that song, we will be heading in to my lovely chat with Dream Babe, a Vancouver duo who I was able to talk to a couple of weeks ago. They are lovely people and they have some lovely stories. So stay tuned for that. And don't forget to head to citr.ca/donate if you do have a couple bucks to spare. And when you are submitting your money or donating your money, please don't forget to check the La Bonne Heure with Valley box just to specify who your money's going to. Thanks. Okay, here is Money Money by ABBA. For coming in to chat with me today. I am here with Dream Babe, Nash and Lou. Do you want to tell me maybe your roles in the band before we get started with some questions?
For sure. I am Nash and I usually sing all the vocals and I do a lot of all the synthesizers. Well, we share synthesizer roles. A little bit of guitar here and there. So I guess I kind of do like the top half of the spectrum in terms of music.
Yeah, she's the top and I'm the bottom. I do the guitar, bass, drum programming, and on occasion we'll do some synth stuff, but Nash is much better at synth than I am, but I try. I humbly try.
The thought that counts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of fun warm-up questions. You are a duo from Vancouver. Post-pandemic, you could play your first show at any Vancouver venue. Which one would you choose and why?
Oh, good one. I don't know. Well, we did play. So I'm in this other band called Frankie also, and we got to play this really amazing show down in a warehouse. What was the name of that warehouse again? Do you remember? I think it's been closed down since.
Yeah, that place was amazing. I actually got to play there too.
But there's some good warehouses in Vancouver. And honestly, that's kind of what I miss the most is sort of the DIY show setups that we have played. And that's probably what I would want to start with. We haven't really gotten to play shows because our music has sort of started during the pandemic. So other than one So Far show we did a long time ago, we haven't played a show with this project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, I don't know, I love the Imperial. It's just such a vibe.
It's been a while.
It's been a while everywhere, but yeah, I've gotten to play that one before, and with this project and with how it's like so theatrical there. I mean, it was a theater. It feels like romantic to play there, and you could really get like that, like, we're trying to have that indie R&B sexy vibe to it. So I think like a place like the Imperial would be really, really a world.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Imperial, so I definitely agree with
Sweet.
That.
Sweet.
A question kind of off of your group name. So your name is Dream Babe. I was wondering if you have a dream, like a very vivid dream that you remember that you might want to share, anything funny that you've dreamt of lately, anything out of the ordinary?
Funny dreams lately. Well, Lou tells me he has wacky dreams all the time, so I'm sure he could think of one of those.
Well, I did have one last night where my other band was in a jam space loading out of a car or into a car, and I can't remember which, and I just kept saying, "Do you guys need any help?" And they're like, "What? I can't hear you." And I was like, "Do you need any help?" And I just kept offering help, and they were like, "Sorry, can't hear you." And I was like, "I'm trying to be nice." And then I got mad at them. So I guess I have some rage about them not listening to me or something.
I know, we haven't even had to load gear in a long time. We've still got this
residual gear rage. That's not that wacky. That's just sort of like me wishing I could load gear into a car, maybe. That's about it.
I do miss touring a lot. That would be a dream.
That is a dream.
To be able to tour again.
Seems like a wacky dream.
I keep having pretty constant dreams about just being out at shows again and like being in like really close crowds with people and like, you know, getting the full wave of the music coming down on you, seeing all your like friends who are musicians that usually show up to shows. Haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely have dreams about that.
And then the last kind of fun question is, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Other than maybe like the superpower to be able to tour right now.
That's a good question.
I mean, you gotta be flying.
Oh, yeah, flying?
Why wouldn't you go with flying? It's
Yeah, flying's pretty good. But why wouldn't you just skip that and go straight to instant teleportation? Then you can get everywhere fast.
That would be good, too. That would really save you some time. You're like, Paris, let's go.
Yeah, you just show up anywhere. See all your friends. Yeah.
But the feeling of flying.
That's true.
That kind of is the superpower of touring, because you could just like tour so quickly without having to like load the gear or anything.
That's true.
If I had some type of mechanism for touring instant teleportation drum kits, that would be pretty ideal.
Every musician's dream. Backline.
Just like instant drums. Or if I had another superpower could be if I could shrink things really small and bring all my instruments in like a tiny pocket, and then, you know, you just like unshrink them when you show up to the venue. That'd also be great.
So a little bit of background on the two of you. When did you discover that music was something that you were interested in? And when was that kind of decided as the passion that you wanted to pursue?
Should I go first?
Yeah, go
okay.
For it.
I don't know. I've always kind of played music my whole life, and I really liked it. I think when I was a little kid, whenever my parents asked me what I was going to be when I would grow up, would be, I'd say, I'm going to be a famous pop star or something like that. but I started really getting into gigging, I don't know, probably like 7 years ago, and tried out a few different bands at first, and then got into my band Frankie, which I'm still in. It's a bunch of gals that we've toured all over the place together, so it's been really fun to just try gigging as a group. And I don't know, I guess honestly, like the first couple shows, like the first time I played the Biltmore, like I never thought that at the time that I played the Biltmore that I would ever be able to play the Biltmore. And after I did that, I was like, I'm hooked. I'm ready for all of it. So, and I guess I've been going ever since, but.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Biltmore. Yeah, I found my dad's guitar and my dad's bass in my parents' basement when I was like 10, I think. And then I was like, Dad, I want to play your guitar. And he's like, no, don't touch it, you'll break it. And then I just hassled. And then he got me a really crappy acoustic guitar and a really boring teacher. And he's like, you'll just quit. And then, and then I did quit because that teacher sucked. But I said, I want to play electric guitar. And fortunately, I had an older cousin who had an electric guitar. And he said, you can have my crappy old electric guitar, and gave me that one. And that was like when I was like 11 or 12. And then I was like so hooked, started like writing songs as like a teenage boy, and they're really bad. And
his first band was called Not Us.
No one took us seriously. Great acronym. Worked really well for us. And yeah, since then I like volunteered at like local all ages shows in high school and helped set stuff up like that, and always like was like playing since I was like, yeah, like a teenager, and just obsessed, just totally obsessed, and it still to this day doesn't go away. So I think, yeah, I guess probably 12, that was when I was like, this is what I want.
For those of you who are just tuning in, my name is Vali, and you are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are currently fundraising for the station, so if you do have a couple dollars to spare, please head to citr.ca/donate and click La Bonne Heure with Vali, just so that you can donate towards keeping my show and keeping the station alive and kicking. With that, just to keep us in that mood of giving and riches and money, here is Rich Girls by The Virgins. And just a little FYI, this song is explicit, so please cover the ears of any children that happen to be in the room right now. But right after that song, we will head back in to chatting with local duo Dream Babe.
We walk around pretending we're all grown up. Hey, rich girls, what can you tell me? Why? You're so stuck up, and that's all down. I'll tell you everything I know, any little thing I know. I'll tell you everything I know, any little thing I know.
pretending. We're all grown up. Hey, rich girls, what can you tell me? Down. I tell you everything I know, any little thing I know. I tell you everything I know, any little thing I know. Oh, what a lovely way with words. Is that the way I see the world? It's just the way I see the world. Down to your house last weekend. You was like, come on, man, you have to point out everything that's bad. So there's a broken mirror on my bed. I clean it up, so what? You don't have to be such an asshole all the time. Don't be like that, she said.
Both have quite a bit of background in the music industry. You've mentioned, you know, some other bands that you're a part of, and that you've had, you know, some lovely experiences with. How did the two of you meet and decide to kind of go off and start Dream Babe together?
Well, we actually met originally at a music festival called Ponderosa Music Festival. Is a really great festival that was in Rock Creek, BC, but there were a lot of forest fires, so eventually that festival got canceled over time, so that was too bad. But the year that we were there, my band was just getting off the stage and his band was just getting on the stage, and so we kind of met in passing.
Hit it off.
Yeah, we hit it off.
We hit it off, hung out the whole festival weekend, and yeah. And I've just been hanging out ever since then.
Well, we're together. We're life partners also.
Yeah. So. But it was all because our bands were both playing and it was at a music festival. And then we both had separate projects for many years. And then, in the last, 2 years, we decided, let's try writing together. And then, because we set up a home studio and we're both learning production and stuff. And then over that, it was working on demos for each of our separate projects. And then we started working on demos together. And it was very freeing, because it was freying from what your idea was of your project that you're already in. Because once you kind of go down a road with a band has an identity, and so this was our place where we could kind of try and do this thing that we thought was cool that our bandmates didn't necessarily think worked with our projects. So that's how Glow was one of the first songs that it was the first song we actually 100% finished. Yeah. So we were just trying ideas, and then that one started, and then we're like, all right, this is, I could see this being a thing. And so then that one got finished pretty quick.
Yeah, it's been a good project for us and our production skills. We've both been learning a lot about production, so to be able to apply it to a project that wasn't a band that we were already touring is just, yeah, pretty liberating, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cute. You guys are living in film. That's really nice. What a lovely, the meeting with the band arriving and leaving. I can just speak to that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Actually, Kia, one of the guys who ran that festival, has the moment on film when we first started talking and then showed it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're like, that's weird.
Yeah, because they were filming the whole festival and they had he gave it to us. He didn't tell us about it for years, but eventually I guess he wanted to see if we were sticking this out. And then he's like, okay, guess what I got for you.
That's pretty funny.
It's really awkward if you watch
so
it.
So awkward.
It's so awkward. We have this like romantic idea in our head of what it like actually was like. And it was like, oh, it's just like, we're just instant friends hitting it off. And then, yeah, when you watch it in reality, it's so awkward. It's embarrassing to see.
I think that makes it so much better than realistic, you know, because in the film, they bump into each other and they're like, hi, and then incredible from the beginning, but that shows the real life situation.
Yeah, it shows how your mind alters reality, and the more you tell people the story, the more you imagine it a certain way, and then a couple of years goes by and your friend's like, I know how it actually went down in here, so it looked like, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
So I was wondering how you came up with the name for your duo, Dream Babe. I think that's a very, dreamy name. How did the inspiration strike for that one?
It took us a while to find a good name. It's hard to choose a name, even once you've chosen a name. I don't know. It's hard to commit to one.
It is really hard to commit to one. That was like our biggest creative difference over the course of this project, over all the songs we've worked on together. It was like the band with no name for like the longest time. And really that was like the one thing where I was like, it's so final to choose a name. Oh, yeah. And everyone hears that first and it's like.
But we call each other Dream Babe sometimes. So that was honestly kind of the inspiration.
it'll be so cheesy. We really should come up with a better answer for it.
But also, I kind of feel like, you know, it could be like an expression, like, come on, dream, babe. Like, get out there, live your life. Don't get stuck in some little box. Go out there and dream, babe. What do you think?
Yeah, that's all good. Right. That ties into your really like inspirational.
Yeah.
Motivational speaker personality you have.
And in terms of influences for yourselves as, you know, independent and like solo musicians, but also for the duo, who would you say influences you as a duo?
We got a lot of influences. We made like a giant playlist we'll probably post at some point of everything that's kind of inspired us for this project. But definitely like Tops and Men I Trust and Always, they've been definitely influences for me.
I listen to a lot of 90s R&B, like Aaliyah and Janet Jackson and Brandy. lot of that. Then also tons of like French pop, like Bonjour du Surmer and Louis Hoffman. And went through a huge like French indie pop phase where I was just like, I would refuse to listen to it unless it was like French indie for like 6 months this year. I was just
we
like,
gotta go tour France one day.
Just obsessed. And then, definitely like Men I Trust. What else is another thing that we like referenced
Melina?
A lot?
I love Melina.
Oh, yeah, Melina. Do you know who that is?
No.
We recorded this album in like, a cabin on the Sunshine Coast, and when we got there we were just sort of like going through Spotify, and I just happened to find this song on Spotify by this artist named Melina, and it was called Season 11, and it was just like instantly like clicked with us. We're like this, it will be like our inspiration for everything we're doing. And then didn't actually do any like digging on who this Melina was, and she's like from Toronto, and she's a total like bedroom pop indie producer herself. She produces she everything herself. She's Canadian, and like I don't know, I think relatively undiscovered. Yeah. It was just like a stumble across thing, and then that became like our like soundtrack for the summer. It was like we kept listening to that. Oh, yeah.
Some hidden gems.
Hidden gems. Lena, check her out.
One of my other questions was going to be about where you had done some of your recording. But just before we get to that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about your you know, creative process when making your music. So you have Glow, your debut single that came out today, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
That's so great.
What a day.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Great. Love
you. It was great. So happy.
It's very exciting. Very well done.
You are currently tuned in to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM, where I am chatting with Vancouver duo Dream Babe. And we're just about to talk about, we're just about to talk about their latest single, which is called Glow. And just to get you in the right zone and state of mind, here it is for you now. Glow by Dream Babe. So Glow is out. I just wanted to know a little bit about your creative process with Glow, but also with, you know, other music that you've made in terms of who, you know, does the writing, who does kind of the producing, the recording, all of those different things.
Yeah. So I don't know.
We take turns.
We kind of, it really is like a, yeah, take a turn.
It's like a good duo because we really like allow each other a lot of like creative freedom to take the reins, and it seems like sometimes it's almost like one of us does need to decide to take the reins, because if neither of us is taking the reins, we probably will just like chill out and not do anything or be like super unfocused. But it's like, I feel like it's pretty balanced, because sometimes it'll start with like Nash playing guitar and singing, or like playing keys and singing. Or sometimes like I'll just be like writing, so I will just try and write just a drum beat from scratch, just like just using samples, find something that's like a rhythm that I haven't heard or I have in my head or something. It'll start like that. Or like guitar part. It usually doesn't start with me writing guitar. It starts with me writing drums, if anything.
And like me writing chords.
And then you playing chords over the drum part.
Yeah.
That's usually how
And then
it goes.
I'll try and come up with a melody.
Yeah, and then I'll try and come up with a bass line.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we kind of pass it back and forth, and we both take turns behind the board, like recording each other, or like, you know, producing each other, or like being like a cheerleader for each other, like, come on.
Yeah.
You got this.
When we first started, I was definitely way better at like Logic and Ableton than Lewis was, but now he's like probably better than me, yeah. So
I think because I was recording you more, because you were like, okay, we're doing another vocal take. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, get another track going. Come on. I'm like, all right.
We just figure it out as we go, though, because like we're not like trained in production at all. But you know, if you've got the computer, then you can just do it and try and figure it out.
Yeah, but we really spent a lot of time like learning the production. I mean, this album, the single, is all like 100% self-produced, and we were afraid when we sent it away for mixing that like they'd be like, what is this garbage? And we shot for like the best mixer we knew, and he was like, sounds great, it's awesome. And I'm like, oh, so stressful. So stressed. But yeah, I think we take turns. To answer your question, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's great. It's very nice when it's like always intertwined like that, and just like the back and forth, I think, is really good. You know, combining the different creative ideas as well. And so you mentioned that you recorded in this cabin. Could you tell me a little bit more about how that came to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were, well, you know, the pandemic happened. And then we just like, immediately, without really thinking about it, maybe it wasn't the most responsible choice, but we went to Powell River because my family was all up there, and there's like a separate little cabin that nobody uses. So we brought all of our gear, and we didn't, like, I was working from home and Lewis didn't have to work during that time, so we were just able to focus completely on music for a while, which is pretty rare. And then all the tours that we had were canceled too as well. So it was just a lot of time that we finally had to like focus on all of this. And it was pretty fun to set up all the gear just in the living room of a little cabin, and, you know, it wasn't far from the ocean. So
yeah,
it was pretty ideal.
It was ideal. It's like a really old, like probably almost like 100-year-old cabin, like on the ocean, but it's like tiny, it's like one bedroom. So we put all the gear, it belonged to this little old lady, and then her spirit was like sort of like our guiding spirit.
Yeah, it's called Maggie's Cabin.
Maggie's Cabin.
Maggie used to live there.
And then yeah, we set up all the gear in the living room and all over the house, and the house is so small, so when you get out of bed you can't help but just like see instruments everywhere, so it was like unavoidable. You couldn't even sit down at the like table, because that's where we had the like computer and like the mixing desk and stuff. So like everything revolved around like, this is your life, this is totally your life now, and then when you need a break you can go outside and walk along the beach or jump in the water or something. So it was pretty ideal.
Yeah, we called it Coast Office Studios because it apparently used to be a post office a long time ago. And it was kind of like our office by the coast.
Yeah. We're really clever.
Yeah, we're pretty great.
Pretty clever.
Really great with the names.
Yeah.
Naming. Yeah. Wow.
But tell me a little bit about Glow itself. What are the lyrics about? What were you aiming for with the feel of the song?
Yeah, Glow was about Well, the inspiration, those lyrics actually started like even a bit before the pandemic. And it was basically about a New Year's Eve party that happened before the pandemic. So it was like pretty nice to be able to vibe on that, you know, when everything was locked down. Because it's a song mostly about just like staying out, grooving with your friends, and all the love in the room. And how great that can make you feel when you have everybody around you. Like, it keeps you dancing. So yeah, that's basically what the lyrics are about. And then I hope that the vibe of it kind of feels like a glowing, like, you know, nighttime party.
Yeah. And when I started writing the drums and bass part, I just wanted to write a song that sounded like Regulate by Warren G. So that's a 90s hip hop thing that I was like, I want to have a cool project that sounds like 90s hip hop. Like, it sounds nothing like that at all. But in my brain, I was like, this is what I'm writing. And then I like wrote the drums and the bass, like the very skeleton of it. And then Nash immediately sat down and did that keyboard part that's like the dun, dun, dun. And I was like, this is smooth. We're going somewhere. We're on the right track here.
We're on the smooth track.
Smooth track. We're on the right track, just smooth track. And yeah.
Wonderful. And so you mentioned that you'd been working on some other music while up there. How does the other music that you were working on compare to Glow? Is it like a similar sound or is it something different?
Yeah, the songs are, we have a couple more singles that will be coming out and they're all ready to go. And then we're just finishing up some other things that we hope we can put out an EP. But yeah, the songs that we have done are all pretty like indie, relaxed, bedroom pop kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. And lyrically kind of in the same wheelhouse, just like about like friendship and love and like, yeah, you know, they all kind of have like that. Well, I guess I can't share too much because we shouldn't.
You don't want to spoil.
Yeah, but I'm really excited about the other songs too. I kind of wish we could just put them all out at once, but I feel like people's attention span doesn't last that long right now, so we can't do that.
We've got some good stuff though that we've been saved, that we're sitting on. It actually was kind of hard to choose the first single because mm-hmm. we're really proud of all the songs that we finished. So it was just like, I don't know. I thought that Glow just seemed like that was, for me, just felt like the one to just be like our business card to get out there. And then because one of them is like a bit more intimate, but it's yeah, like in the same intimate world. And I feel like you need the introduction before the intimacy.
Yeah. I think it's a good like song name to get out there as the first one, you know, it's glowing, the rest yeah. of the music's coming.
But, yeah.
Very exciting. Cool. Yeah.
All right.
And so you mentioned an EP, you mentioned a couple more singles. Do you have any like potential dates for those? Anything we can look forward to maybe in the near future?
Yeah, I think we'll have the next single out by like end of February or early March. Another one, which will be probably coming out in the spring as well. And then we're aiming for an EP around the same time. So, you know, got to get it all done and put it out there. And then hopefully one day we can play shows again.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat with me. Very excited for the rest of your singles and EP as well.
All right, thanks Sally. Really appreciate your time and your questions, and means a lot to us.
Yeah, have a great night.
Take it for a ride. You hit me, yes.
It was so, so lovely getting to chat with Dream Babe. They have such a beautiful sound, such an exciting future as a duo ahead of them, and such a cute story. I was so, so happy chatting with them. And Valentine's Day is just around the corner, so that conversation was just on time. Really, really lovely and very wonderful people. So I'm very excited to see and I guess hear what they have in store for us in the future. That last song was Money by The Drums, which unfortunately is a song about not having money, which, fair enough, and if that is the case, do not worry about my next little message, but if you do have any money to spare, please consider heading over to citr.ca/donate to donate from between $1 to, you know, $1 million if you have that to spare, or maybe $1 billion like Bruno Mars probably does have now, but is what he was dreaming about when he wrote this next song. That was a bit of a reach. Shout out to Bruno Mars, really cool guy. Really cool song. Here is Billionaire by Bruno Mars. And one last reminder that this is also a bit of an explicit song. So once again, if you have any children, shh.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I might have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
A different city every night.
With the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 tens and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up. So everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Be a billionaire, so fucking bad.
That was another one of those throwbacks that I feel like you put on one of those songs and everybody has to sing along. They're always such a great time. And our last song for the show this evening, which is also one of those classic sing-along money, money, money type songs, is Rich Girls by Gwen Stefani and Eve. Wow, wonderful song. I am so excited to play it. So excited for all of you to hear it and sing along as well. And even more excited for you to head to citr.ca/donate and donate as much as you can spare to the show and to the station. Here is Rich Girls by Gwen Stefani. Wonderful song. Very excited.
Na, 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 na.
Thank you so much for tuning in today, and if you did have a chance to donate, thank you so much for doing that too. If not, not to worry, I will be seeing you again on Wednesday for our regular La Bonne Heure hour. And with that, I wish you a lovely rest of your Sunday and a lovely rest of your week. Goodbye.